Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for today's portion of the Holy Gospel from the 6th chapter of John, where Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never rest." This is the text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our gospel lesson today picks up on several miracles happening in the Gospel of John. The first of which was the feeding of the 5,000, and then secondly, the Lord's miraculous walking on water to catch up with his disciples. Our text picks up with those who had been fed in the feeding of the 5,000 searching for Jesus. They wanted to know, where in the world was Jesus? As a matter of fact, John, the gospel writer, almost stumbles over himself in trying to describe their seeking of him. They noticed that there were two boats. One was gone. The one that was gone, they didn't see Jesus get into. The other one was still there. He must be still on our side of the sea. But he isn't on our side of the sea. Where is Jesus? We have to find him. And while John doesn't come right out and say it, you see this urgency, this drive among the people to find out, where in the world is Jesus? So much so that they themselves got into boats and went to find him. Well, they finally caught up with him, the text tells us. "When did you come here, Rabbi?" they asked. Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen. I say to you, you are indeed seeking me, but not because you saw signs that he set, but because you ate your fill of the loaves." In other words, they were looking for Jesus, the bread king. It was the following day. They were hungry again. You know how it is. You've had breakfast. You'll be hungry by noon. Maybe a donut during Bible class will do. But you will get hungry again. They'd been busy searching for Jesus. "It's time to eat again, Lord." But Jesus says to them, "Did you not see the sign? Just a little bread, just some fish, and yet so many were fed." He says, "You seek me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves." In other words, it's all about you, isn't it? It's all about your belly. It's all about your eating. It's all about your drinking. It's all about you. "Do not labor for the food that perishes," Jesus said, "but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal." The Lord Jesus opened his hand. He satisfied the desires of those who were there, as the psalmist said. We said it this morning. And indeed, he does open his hand, and he satisfies our desires as well. Jesus even taught you to pray for your daily bread, didn't he? Fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread." And of course, Luther reminds us that when we pray for our daily bread, we're not praying just for some fish and some loaves of bread, although those things are good. I like fried fish. I like bread. But I don't know that I'd want to eat it every day. The Lord gives to us variety in our food. He provides for us plentifully. And not only does he give to us food to eat, but he gives us so many other provisions necessary for your body. That is, that he gives us food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, even the relationships which we have. They are gifts from God. Do you have a mother or father, or have you had one? Perhaps they have died and gone to heaven. A gift from God. Children, do you have a mother or father? A grandfather, a grandmother? It's from God. They are from God. Do you have friends? Do you have relationships within this congregation? Do you have friends in your community? Do you have good neighbors? Do you see government as a gift from God? Oh, I know that we complain about our neighbors, we complain about our family members, we complain about government. Or maybe, to use a word from our text, we grumble, don't we? There are things we don't like about it because, let's face it, there are things that unholy men do within the good offices that God has given. And yet these have been established for your daily bread as good and gracious gifts from God. But dear friends, every one of these things are things that Jesus describes in the text as food that perishes. In other words, these things are given for us for a time here in this world. But they will all pass away. Jesus said, seek the food that endures to eternal life. He says that this food for eternal life is that which the Son of Man will give to you. For upon the Son of Man, God the Father has set His seal. And here the Lord refers to Himself in His preaching. He is the Son of Man. He is the one upon whom God the Father has set His seal. In other words, it is Jesus Christ who was baptized in the River Jordan. It is Jesus Christ who was named the sin bearer, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. It is none other than Jesus Christ upon whom the Father has set His approval or His seal by saying, this is my beloved Son, and there is no other. He and He alone is the one upon whom the Father has set His seal. This Son gives not only that food which God opens His hand and satisfies your desires today, that is, fills your belly and takes care of you in this world, but He also gives to you that which endures unto eternal life. They said to Him, what must we do to be doing the works of God? Jesus preached the gospel to them. They responded with a question of law. What must we do to be doing the works of God? That's what sinners do, don't we? The Lord comes to us with grace. The Lord comes to us with mercy. And so often we say, Lord, what must we do? He says, well, hold a second. This is a gift. This is gracious. I'm giving it to you. I'm opening my hand and delivering it to you as a gift. And so often our response is, Lord, what do we owe you for it? Shouldn't we? Can I do something for you? But it's a gift. The gifts that the Lord gives, you cannot repay, dear friend. You may conjure up ways in your mind that you think you might be able to repay the Lord, but it doesn't work that way. God opens His hand And what does the Christian say when he receives or she receives the gifts of God, whether it be daily bread in this life or whether it be those things which last for eternal life? Well, you know, it's what your mother taught you when you were a child. Someone gives you something, what do you say? Thank you. Thank you. See, thank you acknowledges the gift. Thank you doesn't say, I owe you something now. Thank you doesn't say, I'm going to do something for you now. Thank you doesn't mean that I'm answering with a law answer to your gracious gospel gift. Thank you says, I received what I don't deserve. Thank you says, that you, the giver, have blessed me. Thank you is a word of faith. Thank you is a word of faith. It's born out of that which God has created in you. Thank you is born out of the fruit of the Spirit. Thank you is born out of God's gift to you. He opens your lips that you might say, thank you for divine and good gifts. Then they quote the Bible of Jesus. Our fathers ate manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. You know, I thought about this recently. I put my sermon notes together while at the Higher Things retreat, I will confess, while visiting with your pastor, as a matter of fact, this past week, with his youth and my youth. These had received their gift of bread for one day. But they say to Jesus, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. In other words, think back to Exodus 16, the Old Testament reading for today. How was it that the Lord provided for them in the wilderness? Was it only for one day? No. For 40 years. 40 years, quail and manna. Think you might get tired of it after 40 years? In other words, it was a gift that kept on coming. I have to wonder whether or not the people were coming to Jesus to say, hey, okay, we saw it for one day. Where's the next 40 years worth? For he gave them bread from heaven to eat. It came every day. A fine flake-like thing. What is it? Manna, the text says. Tasted like honey. They did not see him as the one who might give eternal life. They saw him as one who only might open his hand and give them a little something to eat. And the one sign wasn't enough. They asked him, give us a sign. Show us that you are who you say that you are. Jesus said to them, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. That means the only bread from heaven. There is no other bread from heaven except what the Father gives. And this bread isn't what you think it is. Manna? No. Quail? No. Fish? No. Bread from a few loaves of bread? No. That's not what I'm talking about. Jesus said, for the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. There's your bread. We want this bread, they said. Jesus says, I got you. Hear the gospel, Jesus said. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall not rest. That Jesus Christ, the one born of the Virgin Mary, the one begotten of the Father from all eternity, the one who along with the Father created all things, the one who throughout the Old Testament made appearances, what we call the pre-incarnate Christ, showing up in burning bushes, the Lord who led the people of Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a fire by night, the one who was and is the very glory of the Lord spoken of throughout the Old Testament, the one enthroned upon God's throne within Mary's womb, yet born, the one who performed many miracles, the one who certainly did give daily bread, the one who opened the eyes of those who could not see, the one who made the lame to walk. This week I spent some time with the blind at the Higher Things. How interesting to know that a very, very small percent of people who are blind do not, or excuse me, deaf. Get my story straight. Deaf. A very, very small percent of those who are deaf, who cannot hear, do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. There was a deaf ministry there in Austin, and reaching out with sign language, that for now these have that portion of their daily bread taken away, but only to be restored in everlasting life. This Jesus Christ is the only bread of life. He has become our bread of life and sealed not only in His sufferings, but also in His death, in His glorious resurrection, in His ascension to the right hand of the throne of God, there is no other bread of life. In Him is your only hope. As you and I live our daily lives and we receive these good gifts from God, let it be so that you and I give all honor and glory and praise to this Jesus Christ. That we are busy about being in His Word and drawing from it the truths that Christ has given to us which last unto eternal life. Because the donuts that you have at Bible class today will last you through maybe noontime. But the Word of God that you hear is going to go with you, dear friend. The gift of your holy baptism, it's secured for eternal life. You're going to be talking about it until forever. The body and blood of Christ given to you at this altar where Christ Himself, who is the bread of life, comes into your very mouth. And while that bread and that wine is digested and leaves and goes, yet the Christ who has entered into your mouth sustains you not only today, but He sustains you through death, and He sustains you unto eternal life. Therefore, hear it again. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never rest, shall never thirst. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please rise. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.